Daf is Daf Mem Ches. So we got the last, the top three lines of the Amud, the two dots, the Gemara, the Amud of Yosi Bar Minyumi. So this is again, as most of Eilat Shefos is, a very technical Daf, trying to figure out the various technicalities of the lungs and the ribs. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi, he explains as follows, Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Hasmuch La Dofen Ein Choshishin La. So let's say the Reya, the lung, is adhered, it connects to the Dvukar, says Rashi, but Shlal, so it connects to the ribs. So the Lach is Ein Choshishin La. We're not concerned that perhaps there was a hole in the lung and then the ribs ended up closing it. That's fine, we accept it even though they're attached to each other. But then the Gemara says, "Hell, so tzmachim." But let's say there begins to have some type of blistering on the lung around that area where it's connected to the ribs. So then, choshishin la. Then we're concerned that perhaps there was a puncture that the lung tried to fix on its own, and that's why there's a blister. So that's the din of Rav Yosi Bar Menyumi in the name of Nachman. So the Gemara says, "Mar Yehuda Mishmei de Avimi Amar." He said, "Echad ze echad ze." He's concerned, even if there is no blistering, if there's a connection between the rea, between the lungs and the ribs, then he would be concerned that might be a punctured lung as well. So, in which case, how are you supposed to investigate whether or not there's a puncture or not? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rava Ravin Bar Shaba Aspar Li. He once explained to me, Sakin de Chalish Pumi. You take a knife. Rashi explains a knife is something that's very, very thin. Rashi says around seven narrow lines down, the Chalish Pume, Piv Chodud, a very sharp edge, Vidak and thin. Vachotech Yof, it cuts very nicely, a very small incision. Shloi Karea Karim Hare. You don't want to remove any of the parts of the lung. Vimoshcha Osa Minadofen. This way it just separates between the rib cage and the lung, and then you can inspect it. So that's just to start off. You first take a small knife and you separate umifar kinula, says the Gemara. You separate the lung from the chest. So then the Gemara explains to Ika Reyesa Bedofen, if there's some type of injury to the dofen, talin and basar dofen, you could attribute the clinging together, right, when there's an injury, so it causes pus and things get sticky. So if there's an injury to the dofen, to the chest, so you attribute the lung being attached to the dofen because of psul and dofen, and you would say the lung is kosher and the animal is kosher. Below, if after inspecting the dofen you can't find any injury in the dofen, so then machmas reho, you have to attribute the connection, the stickiness from the reya, that there's possibly a nekiv there, and then you have to say with trefa, it must be a trefa, viafa gavdol kamafke zika, even though you might test afterwards, you blow into the lung and there's no water, no wind's coming out, no bubbles coming out, you can't find the hole. Since you don't find something in the dofen, you have to attribute it to the lung, the reya, and therefore you have to assume the animal's a trefa. Rav Nechemia, braid Rav Yosef, Badigla b'Poshiri. He would say no. He would say, Rashi explains, even after you found a maki, look at Rashi, Badigla b'Poshiri. He explains, La'acha shepirkul, after you've separated the lungs from the chest, umatza maka b'dofen, and you find that there's an injury in the dofen. And above we said, if there's an injury in the dofen, you could attribute it to the chest, and the lungs are completely fine. He was machmir and said, still, even if you find the makab dofen, minafeach, but you still have to blow into the lungs and test it out. If you still find afterwards a hole and it's bubbling up because of that, you would attribute it then to the lung. So the only way to really figure out that this animal's kosher, if it's having the lungs attached to the diaphragm, you have to first check the ribs, and then you have to check the lungs themselves. And if both pass the test, then you could eat such an animal. So Gemara now explains, Amr le mar zutra b'rei d'rav huna, b'rei d'rav papi l'ravina. Hadrav Nechemia, Bered of Yosef, that statement he had said above, that you check it with the warm water, so that was Atun Ahamasisalu. You taught it based on the conversation of the Reya sticking to the Dovan. However, Anun Adrava Masisalu, we taught it this comment of checking in the lukewarm water on a statement of Rava. What was Rava's statement? Dama Rava, Hani Tarti Uni. Two lobes of the Reya, the Sarachina Lahada, they're attached to each other. They shouldn't be. They're two lobes that are not meant to be attached, and some of they got stuck to each other inside the lungs. So what do you do? So Rav explained, Les Lubedikusa Lachshuri, there's no way to inspect it to Kasher. This animal is going to be a Trefa. So comes along Rav Nechemia, Braid Rav Yosef, Badikle Bepshuri. No, there is a way. He actually has a cool in this case. You can test it by putting the lungs into warm water and seeing if it bubbles at all. You can inspect it. So that was his statement. It wasn't going on when the lungs are attached to the dofen. It's when the lungs themselves, the two different one, two different lobes within the lungs, are attached to each other. So Maskela Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi doesn't like the second application here. Rav Ashi says, my high, this doesn't make any sense. Bishma hacha, I understand the case of the reya connected to the dofen. There hacha talina b'dofen v'ksheira. If they're attached to each other, so then you could attribute the attachment to the dofen. But aval hasam here, by the case of the two lobes that are within the lungs that are attached to each other, ihai neck of trefa, ihai neck of trefa. Who cares where the hole is? There certainly was a hole that caused the pus to come out and connected to each other. So who cares where it comes from? If there's a hole in the lungs, no matter which lobe it's from, it's going to be trefa. And therefore, the inspection of Nechem Nebrei D'Rav Yosef won't work, and therefore rejected. That's not where he said a statement. His statement again was said where the reya is connected to the dofen. Okay. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Rav Nachman said above, he was describing a situation where there was some blistering going on, so we're choshish that perhaps there's a nekiv in the lungs. So does the Rav Nachman really say this? The Amar of Yosef Barman, Umi Amar Rav Nachman, Reya Shenikva V'dofen Sosamta Ksheira. If you have a situation where the lung had a puncture and the dofen came along, the chest came along and sealed it, so now the animal is able to breathe properly because it was sealed, was plugged, the hole was plugged, it's acceptable. So how come here he says if there's a hole and it's plugged, it's acceptable, but the case before, if there's blistering that plugged the hole, it wasn't acceptable. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains there is no contradiction, lo kasha. Hasam b'makom revisa, hacha shel b'makom revisa. Depends where exactly the dofen came to plug it. If it was a place where the chest and lungs are very next to each other, so it's more natural, it's b'makom revisa, where they grow together close to each other, so that, since that's part of the natural connection, if the lungs and dofen are connected, the chest are connected, that's acceptable, because that's more natural. We don't assume, we don't attribute the connection to there being a hole there. But if we find that the dofen is connected to the lungs, where they're not naturally next to each other, the lungs somehow expanded because it got injured, and now the dofen is attached to the lung where it's not supposed to be, then we would attribute all the blistering to some type of neck of there, and that's the difference. So Gemara wants to know now, Heichi Makum Revisa, where exactly is the place of the lungs where it's meant to be touching? Where's the Revisa? Where's the natural growth where the lungs and the chest are actually touching each other? And the Gemara explains, Chituche De'oni, where the lobes apparently separate from each other. It's referring to the three upper lobes of the right lung, or I don't have a picture at all, but somehow that's the area where they're supposed to be connected.
Are we saying because it's not, there's not a neck of there, because it's okay in that case for the cavity to close the neck of? That he's saying if it's in its natural place, then we're okay with it closing it there.
Not sure which one, but I guess from what he says here, he says if there was a nekev and it was closed, so it sounded like, from the statement, it sounded like there was a hole, and therefore even if there was a hole, it was closed and plugged properly because it's right there. I guess
is it that it's natural that it should be stuck together because they grow at that time there?
Right, that's why I initially said what you're saying, but looking back at the statement was if there was mamash hole, a shenikva, if there was a hole and the dofen plugged it, that's acceptable. So I think Adam's probably correct, just based on what it says here.
Which is interesting, because it said one of the trephas is all in the lung.
Yeah.
It's still saying it's kosher.
So I guess this would be an exception. The one case where a punctured lung is acceptable, if it was mamish in the place where the dofen is able to plug it up right away. I guess the point would be, since there's the dofen already is naturally touching the lung, so that hole was never really dangerous for the animal's ability to live, something along those lines. Okay. Gemara now says Gufa, according to what you said above, Gemara says Amar Rav Yosef Barman Yumi Amar Rav Nachman Reya Shenikva V'Dofen Sosamta B'Ksheira. What we just said, if there's a punctured lung and the dofen plugs it, it's acceptable. So Amar Ravina V'Hu Deschvich B'Bisser. It's only true that the hole was the meat, the basser of the meat, the cartilage, whatever is there by the ribs, is what's plugging it up. I mean, not when the bone itself plugs up, it has to be some type of flesh, some type of basar that's closing up the lung. So Amar Lei Rav Yosef L'Ravina V'Lo Savich Mai Trefa. And what if the hole was not plugged by some of the cartilage or the meat that's in the ribs? What would the halacha be? It would be a trefa. There would be a din of a trefa. That's what the din is. So Alma, we see from here, Amrina Nekuvi. So we see that if there's a punctured lung, that's a din of a Nekuva. So, and therefore it's going to be possible because it's there's a punctured lung. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Kisavichnami. So if the meat ends up plugging the hole, who cares whether it's the rib that plugs the hole or the meat that plugs the hole? In the end of the day, it should be a trefa regardless. Because Dehatani, the Braisa tells us, this is referring to the aver of a male. If there's a nikah, if there's a hole in the air, the aver of a male, it's possible. The individual is considered possible. He can't marry into a Kal Yisrael. He can't marry in. He's possible. Mipnei shows it. Because when a person goes and he's motzi zera, it doesn't come out. It's not motzi zera. It shows it. It dribbles out. They use the terminology here. But let's say the nekev was nistam. Let's say the hole that's in the area was closed off. So then it's kosher. Then the person that can marry into the kal mifnei shumolub, because then he has the ability, the moti zera, to create children. So then the Gemara explains that price of vizel psul shechozel lechshero. This is a type of psul of the individual which could come back to his becoming fit if he's able to plug it in some way. So then that's acceptable. So that's the din of the brisa. So what does it do with us? A hole in the lung. So Gemara explains zehu. What means zehu? When the brisa is zehu, this is the type of psul that could come back, implying that there's another psul that cannot be chozer lechshera, that cannot come back to being kasher. Is that not lad mute kia gabna? Meaning our case where there's a hole in the lung. So isn't this the case where it cannot come back? This is in essence Adam's question. If there's a hole in the lung, it shouldn't be able to be rehabilitated, whether it be the rib bone or whether it be the meat of the ribs, that shouldn't be acceptable. So Gemara says, lo, not true at all. Lemute karum sha'ala machmas maka bereya deino karum. It's referring to if there's a punctured lung and then it scabs over, that scabbing is not considered part of the skin and that's considered a hole. But there's a different case if the meat from the rib ends up plugging the hole of the punctured lung. If it's b'makom revisa, if it's a place where the lungs are right next to the chest, that would be the one exception apparently where a hole, a punctured lung, would be actually acceptable. So Gemara now says, Maskiv la Rav Ukva Bar Chami. He's asking a question now in this statement of Rav Nachman that we're dealing with right now. He says, Ilo inkav bedofen lahade mai trefa. Let's say the chest now has a hole. So you have now, I don't have an image here, but there's a chest and the lungs are next to each other. So there's a hole in the lung, and the chest ends up plugging the lung. But now the chest itself has a hole as well. So the hole that's plugged is really right going right through. They're touching each other, but there's a cavity going right from the lung directly into the chest right now. So now, what's the din? So the Gemara says it would be a trefa. It must be a trefa because it's not plugging the hole. Even though there's meat there plugging in, there's a hole in the meat of the rib and the hole of the lungs are going right through into the dofim. So that's a trefa. So Gemara says, if that's the case, listening to kuvas adofim. We don't have one of the trefas that are listed, one of them that's not listed, should be listed, is nekuvas ha-dofen. When you have a hole in the dofen, that's a puzzle. When the dofen is connected to the lung, and there's a hole in the lung, so now if there's also a hole in the dofen, that's going to be a trefa. Why doesn't the Mishnah say nekuvas ha-dofen is a trefa as well? Everyone hearing the question?
Yeah,
again.
No, but there's no...
It's really a nekuvas reya, really,
right.
Which is the Gemara's going to answer that question.
Which
is letamech, according to your logic, ha'adam Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef amar Rav Yochanan mara shenikva v'chavet sosamta kisher. We said if the gallbladder was punctured and the liver came ahead and plugged it, so the deal was we said it was kosher. Now ila inkav kaved. What if that same place where the gallbladder was punctured, there's a hole that carries right through the liver as well? Lahade mai, it would be a treifa. So ask the same question. Listen, like nukuvas hakaved. If there's a hole in the liver, shouldn't that be trefa? If it's the same hole as the gallbladder and the same place as the gallbladder hole, Ella, the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Ki nikva tilamine mitarfe lokatani. When the trefa comes because of a hole in a different organ than itself, that wasn't taught in the Mishnah. So here's what Hachanami came in tilamine mitarfa lokatani. Since the punctured dofen, it's really a psul in the reya. It just happened to be the hole of the rea carries through the hole of the dofen. So even though the hole is now in the dofen, it's really a psul in the rea, and those types of nekuvos were not mentioned in the Mishnah. Asks Gemara now, Bay Mene Rabba Bar Bar Chana Meshmua. Hel sa tzmachimahu. What is the halacha if there's going to be some type of blistering on the lung? So Amar Lei Kshera, they say that it's acceptable. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Afanan Amar Kain. We say the same thing, that if there's some blistering, that's acceptable. Ella, shetamidim mizdazin in badavar, the tamidim were not so sure whether we were correct. Dama Rav Masa, Rav Masa taught, malya mugla trefa, if the lung is full of pus, it's a trefa. If, however, maim zakim kshera, if the lungs are full of water, so then it's acceptable. So Amarlay, so Shmuel says back to them, Ho Bakuya Inmar, that discussion referring to what's in the kidneys, if the kidneys are full of water or the kidneys are full of pus, that's the question. But that's not the same dim when it comes to lungs. You can't bring any raya and from the lung case, and therefore we don't know with the dinner. So it seems to be machlokas whether or not these blistering along the sides of the lungs is that's considered a trefo or not a trefo. So then Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Hava Ka'azil Basrei de Rabbi Yirmiyah B'shuka de Tapchi. One time Rabbi Yitzchak was chasing after Rabbi Yirmiyah, and they were in the shuk of the slaughterers, and Chazani La'hanuch de Kaimen Simchei Temchei. They saw some lungs that had blisters. So Amar Lei, so he said, Lo Bay Bar Umsa. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, we'd like some meat. I'll buy you some meat for you. I said, you want to buy some meat for me, rather? Amar Lei, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Oh, Leslie Prita, I've got no money. I can't afford it. Amarlay, Akfan Anna, I'll do it on credit. Don't you pay me back, not to worry. So they actually asked a question here in the post and we say, the Gemara Numa tells us if a Talmud Chacham takes credit out and he doesn't pay immediately, that's considered Chilal Hashem. A Talmud Chacham should never hold a credit. So how come here he's suggesting that you pay on credit, you can't pay him back in a couple of days? The post can say the difference is whether he has the money available or not. Meaning if the Talmud Chacham has money available, then he shouldn't use credit, he should pay immediately. This case is where Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't have any money on him, so then that's where you're allowed to extend the credit to him, in which case he'll pay back. It's not considered a Chilal Hashem. So either way, he offered him to a credit line. Don't worry, you pay me back tomorrow. So Amar Lei, he says back to him, Ma Evidlecha, what should I do? I'm really stuck here. Because Dechi Asa Lekami Rabbi Yochanan, when such a case of a blistered lung came to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishadilu Lekami Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, he sent it off to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Mori Ba Mishmei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Lehatera. Because Rabbi Yehuda would paskin Lekula. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to paskin. You have to sometimes poskim say, you ask a question that you don't want to ask him, you ask someone else. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't paskin because he was machmir when there's blisters on the lungs. So he'd always send it to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore Rabbi Yirmiyah, because of the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, was uncomfortable buying blistered lungs, and that's why he was avoiding buying this lung. So Amar Rava says, Kiava Mesaginan Basri de Rav Nachman, when Rava would walk behind Rav Nachman, Beshuka in the marketplace of the Gildai, the leather workers, or Amrila, others say Beshuka the Rabbanon, the area, the section of the Tamidei Chachamim, the Batei Midrashos. So Chazi Honech the Kaima Kandi. He saw certain lungs that were very large and had a lot of blisters along the outside. So Lo Amar Hulamide, and he didn't say a thing to any of those selling any of the sellers. So we see from here that must be Rav Nachman felt was permitted. He didn't say, oh, that's Shefa, that's a Shefa. He just walked right through completely fine. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, have a chalfi b'shuka de Tiveria. They were once passing through Tiveria marketplace. And Chazi Hanech de Kaima, Tinri Tinri. He saw a number of different lungs that were full of large stone-like blisters there. It's explained here. But the Amr Luvulamide, they didn't say a thing. So we see from all this that many of the poskim back then did not find there to be a problem with blisters along the outside of the lungs. So now the Gemara goes to a different discussion right now. The Gemara says, Itmar, machat shenimseis bereya, what's a halach if you find a needle inside the lung? Now, needles don't go inside lungs. Needles could be in the stomach because they eat food and the needles go down. But why would a needle go down the windpipe into the lung? So what happens if you find a needle inside the lung? Where did it come from? Did it come down the kana or did it go from the outside and did it puncture through into the lung? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hanina, Machshiri, they felt it was fine, it was acceptable. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Mani, Bar Patish, and Rabbi Shimon ben Al-Yakim, the Tarfi, they thought it was a Trefa. So what's a Machlokas? So the Gemara suggests, Lema Bahakim Miflagi, they're arguing about the following. The Mar Savar Chisaron, Bimifnim, Shmei Chisaron, Umar Savar Loch, Shmei Chisaron. Meaning both of them are assuming that the needle came through the Kana somehow. It didn't come from the outside, it came down the kana. So the needle came in a smooth path down the windpipe. Problem is, once the needle's inside, it's going to cause all this tissue damage inside. Now, is that tissue damage, chisaron mibifnim, is that called chisaron or not? So that's the machlokas, so the Gemara suggests. So Gemara says, lo, not true. Dechuliyama chisaron mibifnim lo shmei chisaron. If there's something missing on the inside of the lung, that's not a problem at all. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, how did it enter into the lung? That went down the natural path of the windpipe, the vascular route, it says here, down the windpipe into the lung, it didn't cause any holes. The other fellow that went down the veshet, down with the food, and came from the stomach somehow into the intestines and caused a hole and got it made its way into the lung, and that would create a puncture to come from the outside, and therefore it would be considered a trefa. That's the machlokas. How did it enter into the lungs? So Gemara now says, "Ahu machata." There was once a needle that was dishtakach bichitucha the red. That's found it cut us into a part of the lung. So Aisi lekami the Rabbi Ami. They brought Rabbi Ami to Paskin in the Shaila. So Savalach sure he felt that this would be acceptable. He thought maybe it came down the windpipe and therefore it didn't make any holes. So Aisivei Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi challenged him and said, "The same other say was really Rabbi Zriko who challenged him. Hareya shenukva o shechasra." So the din is that an animal's a trefa if the rea either has a hole or if the rea is missing something. So my chasa, we know what a hole means, but what does it mean it's missing? Where is it missing from? Ilema mi b'chutz, if you're telling me it's missing something on the outside of the lung, well, hainu nikva, doesn't that mean there's a hole in the outside of the lung? So it must be ela mi bifnim. Does the Mishnah not seem to imply that when it says chaser, it's meaning it's a chaser mibifnim, and we see when it's missing something, some lung tissue on the inside, it's a trefa. Ushmamina chisarn mibifnim shmei chisarn. And therefore, whenever you find a needle inside a lung, it should be a trefa. So then the Gemara says, Hadar shadu lekami de b'yitzak nafka. So then Rav Ami wasn't sure. He was a suffix. He sent it to, a higher Rav. Rav Yitzak Nafka was more authoritative than him. So he sent it to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Savar l'achshuri, he felt also maybe this should be permitted. And then again, Eisvei Rav Yirmiya, V'isheim Rav Zirka, they followed him with the meat to chase after him what the psak would be. And they said the same thing. Hareya shenikva, o shechasra, mai chasra, ilay min bochutz, hainu nikva, el ala mi bifnim, and misi shmamina, chisar mi bifnim, shmeim yichisar, the same exact shayla. So what's it did? So he, Rav Yitzchak, was uncomfortable passing the shayla either. So he sent it to another higher authority now. It was Hadar Shadri l'kami d'Rabbi Ami. And then Vetarfa, he said, "This is treif." Amrilei, they said to him, "V'har Rabbanim Achshiri, weren't the other Rabbanim before? Didn't they permit such a lung? If there's needle found in the lung?" Amrilehen, "Hey Nechshir, Shiyodim Meizatam Nechshir." They know because they know why they permitted it. Anan Meizatam Nechshir, but we don't know how to permit such a thing. It was already sliced. Dilma Ihavi Reya Kaman Minakve, meaning what? When they permitted a needle in the lung is where they had the whole lung intact. And they see, oh, there's no hole in the lung. It must have come through the kana and therefore acceptable. I was given a slice of the lung, and there's a needle here. If I had the whole lung and there might be a hole, I have no idea. And therefore, since I don't have the whole lung to inspect it, I have to assume the worst. But if you do have the entire lung and there's a needle inside, if you find no holes, then you are able to assume it came through the kana, in which case it would be acceptable.
But we don't inspect the interior of the lung, right?
No, it's only where they happen to find the needle inside.
But how could they find it if they didn't inspect it?
Maybe the guy happened to
mistake, they cut it.
Yeah, maybe they cut it and they say, "Oh, there's a needle inside here," and they have the hole. I'm not sure how you at that point how once it's cut you can't check for holes anymore.
So who knows? It's never kosher.
They popped it out. The guy's playing around with it. He felt something inside, maybe.
You see it from the outside. You see a portion of it.
It could be. You could see through the lung. Could be. Could you feel something?
It's transparent. No, once it's out, it was in the middle of the lung. It was, towards.
Yeah,
once it's outside, then it's a neck of a red.
Yes, I'm not sure how they found it. They found it somehow.
It's like a little litter. It's a little litter.
X-rays.
MRI.
Under the cover.
Okay. Yeah. Gemara now says, Taima Delesa, the only reason why Rabbi Ami had to be Machmir and say this animal's a trefa because it's not in front of him to inspect. Ha'isa, v'lo menakvek shayra. But had the lung been there and he inspected it and there were no holes, he would accept the animal as a kosher animal. How could that be? V'homer Rav Nachman hai simpona derea deinkav trefa. Din Rav Nachman paskin that if one of the bronchial tubes had a puncture, it's a trefa. So even though when it's found inside the lung, it could still create a puncture on the inside of the lung. Even though the outside isn't punctured, the inside is going to be punctured. And the Gemara says, no, hahu l'chaver itmar. That's talking about where punctured through, due to the different lobes inside, the different tubes inside. But if in a situation where it just found there alone, it didn't puncture anything, then it's acceptable. But if you found that it did puncture internally, that would be possible as well. There's a Rashi here. I thought there's a Rashi here.
Meaning, what's the case of the bronchial tubes or what?
If you take a look at Rashi, see Rashi here, four wide lines down in Rashi. The end of the line, Rashi explains as follows. The Chaver Itmar. Eitzel Pitzel. Kishim mispatzel mechavero nekev etzel dofen shel chavero dechem de dofen chavero kashehu darish belaz omei kinegdo venososim nekev v'lo magnele v'nikav l'acher pitzulo beruchuk basa hareya shurach Nichnas lenekev umagin alava falo minan dilma ninkav lechaveiro dachsuke reyes alomach mechazakinam. I think it's referring to depending where you found it, depending on which part of the like the rib. So I'm going to read inside what it explains here. He explains in the art scroll here, the ruling of Rav Nachman was said specifically with the regard to where bronchial tube was punctured against its adjacent tube. Normally, a punctured bronchial tube does not render the animal chafa because a lung tissue seals the hole. Okay, fine. But Rav Nachman, however, refers to where bronchial tube was punctured at a point adjacent to another bronchial tube. That is, it was punctured just below the juncture of two bronchial tubes where the tubes are too close together to allow the lung tissue to seal the hole. So apparently, different parts where the tissue is able to plug the hole. So if there's a hole internally, so normally the lung tissue is able to plug it. It's soft enough. But if it's an area where there's no lung tissue, but rather there's tubes there, the tubes are too hard, and they're not able to plug it, that's where he said it's going to be a trefa. That's the din. Okay.
Meaning that where the two tubes meet, according to the picture, it will be very hard to cover it because there's too much tubes there.
Exactly.
There won't be enough
tissue.
Tissue.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the chaver inmar means when it's next to, when the hole's next to the tubes, it can create a plug. So Gemara now says that the Hummer of Nachman, doesn't Rav Nachman really say, Hai Hadura Dikanta Diinkov Lahade Chare Meganala? Isn't there a din by the intestines now, a different part of the body now? If the coil of the intestines was punctured at one point, if it's next to another coil, so the coils protect each other. Meaning when two tubes are next to each other, they actually do protect each other. How come he said above by the lungs that the tubes don't protect each other? And the Gemara says a very important yisod when it comes to all trefos. Amar of Ashi, trefos kamadami lahadada. You're trying to compare different trefos, different parts of the body. You can't say this trefa is similar to that trefa, that the intestines are similar to the lungs. You could cut in one place and it will live, one other place it's going to die. They're so different, and therefore, although the tubes of the intestines may protect each other from holes, that's not necessarily the case by the tubes of the lungs. So Gemara now says, "Ahu machta dishakach besimpuna rabba dureya." They found the needle inside the larger area of the tubes of the lung. So Aisu lakami di rabba and trofe. They brought to their bun. Their bun said, "This is treif." Lo amr bo v'lo iser v'lo heter. And they didn't say. So they went to the rabbis who normally say this would be an animal, this would be treifa. But when they asked him this particular case, they didn't say asher. They didn't say mutter. They said quiet. Heter lo amre, they didn't say heter kishmasayu, because we saw above that if there's a needle found in the lungs, we actually say it's a trefa. So they didn't want to go against the Gemara above. But isanami lo amre, they didn't want to say usr either. Why kaven de simponi rabba ishtakach, since it was found in the larger tube of the lungs, ema simponi nakid rasi, it's likely to say it passed through the kana, passed through the vascular track, and came in inside regularly, and therefore they didn't want to say usr either, and therefore they said, we're not going to pass on the shayla. The Gemara said, we'll do one last shayla here. The Gemara says, Ahu machta dishtakach b'chaticha dekavda. They found a needle that was embedded in a piece of the liver. So what's the din? It's the Sava Mar Bredi of Yosef Lemitreve thought it's going to be a trefa. This is found in the liver. There's a needle inside. It caused a hole. Let's just say it's trefa. So Amar Lei, Rav Ashi, Ilishtakach bebisra kiagavna havi tarif mar. So you found a needle and a piece of meat. Would you say it's trefa as well? No. A liver and piece of meat is not a trefa. It's only if it's found in the lung. So finding a needle in the liver shouldn't be a problem either. It's just like a regular piece of meat. Why is it a trefa? So El Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina I kupula bar nakuva nakuv asi. Depending how it came in, if you're going to find that the head of the needle, not the sharp tip, but the blunt end, if that is sticking outside, that means it came into the liver with the needle point facing into the liver. So then the din would be, it came in the regular way inside, it entered through the regular digestive tract, and punctured its way into the liver, and therefore would be considered it's considered a trefa, because the only way it came, the animal ate the needle. How did it get to the liver? Only came through the liver, it made a hole to go through the intestines to get its way to the liver, so therefore that we know now that there's a hole in the digestive tract. Not because of the liver, because it came through the digestive tract, through the intestines, and therefore it's possible. It's trefa. Be kapul legav, however, if the blunt end is inside the liver and the point of the needle sticking outside the liver, so then we say simpona nakid vasa, came through the vascular tract, in which case it's going to be fine. It came through the vascular tract eventually to the liver. I don't know how this works at all, but from the lungs it gets to the liver. I have no idea that, yeah, it connects to each other. So it went through the liver somehow, and therefore it didn't make a hole in the digestive tract, and therefore it's acceptable. And the Gemara says, Hani Mida, this is only true balimte, if the needle is a large needle. Baval kitinta, if it's a very small needle, whereby even the blunt end would be considered sharp, since it's so small, so then lo shna kupa lagav, lo shna kupa labar. It doesn't make a difference whether the blunt end or whether the sharp end is sticking out. We have to assume it came through the digestive tract, and therefore the only way it got to the liver was nakuve nakuve ase, it came through the intestines, and therefore punctured a hole in the intestines. Okay.
But we just said before that the two intestines are...